na kanu role go so mere kanyi chuko omo bia fra piano aiti benu nini happy yo bi piano aiti benu nini nyi ba nyi yo
nyi ba nyi yo
nyi ye
nyi ba nyi yo
bia fra bu kwenyi
nyi ba nyi yo
aba wenyi
nyi ba nyi yo
umu aba na isirike o
nyi ba nyi yo
happy yo bi kwenyi
nyi ba nyi yo
nyi yo
nyi ba nyi yo
bia fra wenyi o
nyi ba nyi yo
aba karaka o
nyi ba nyi yo
ana bonele
nyi ba nyi yo
chukwa bia machemani o
nyi ba nyi yo
umu israel na po
nyi ba nyi yo
Abandi wani mekele munu Mkonye chiri yasalo Oburu na uwe buwaje jichwaja Oge puri lume Ababro dojo Aipu enyimba city Mani hene mena alabata Kamuwa bichie ndibu na agotaro Amazi mi hene me Onago badronko Ouno pisa mara Mwabi afra nege muti Iyene mena alaba Odege mma
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all of us of freedom and justice from around the world, all men and women of conscience. This is Radio Biafra live transmission on this day, the 17th of December 2015. We are live, we are direct. This is the second segment earlier in the morning and later part of this afternoon. We were able to, of course, get to cross-section of Biafran population from around the world, but with a different perspective, with a different feeling that the leader of indigenous people of Biafran, Nnamdi Kanu, was granted unconditional release, and we are waiting for the processes to continue to be completed. And in no time, we will, of course, be updating you. This is Radio Biafra live transmission, and we are live.
I can hang after a bunoku. If I now reach you, and we're going to win. Government too with the ego. TNAVA. Every year, how it go? A TNA test size. My core business in Dawsa. And the Yoruba. Yenemen Ali. Naira. Ndami. Habiko haprani our youths. Ibuabu honda yeyo. Kedinko nyame ga poron 120 years. Sia Corona Road. Natawadi 100 Naira. Bia so meet you eh. Mbo siya, last week. Mba moto mno ni miya ababuole. A boy of 20 years. Nanana ndami ego. Bonkwim nogwe. Na ungu yekwe Biko Unu hapura nyungu omwani Echi Onya anagi doiko hapi ega school Bido kidnapping Mwabido zungoshi Okwa disemo nyame Gababu ya Onogu watiri ya Oye batu COVID Ana magwongwa fibo nege munti Eno ka na eti nwanne gi nwoke ihe Agbalọso joy human Maka site na 1st of August Ruo na 15th of August 2015 Agwage mmadụ ole egwu egwu Ị gaghị egwe Ọ nke hụrụ nke ma Nke nụrụ bụ nke ma Nwanne anyị nwoke egwu na power line No make a line dị na power line ari ari aba Shop ya o. Agwe ya na aro na agwe ya mbosi ya. Shops and over 3 million people in attendance. A back on the police batter who here when I want to double a blanket. Here with them, he had put in yours. Nadim Pambadon, Omo Madon, a one of food next, a one of television, Buria, a one of national TV, Buria, no national radio. No newspaper. Yeah, then no cover on Madon. Come on, Nalen, those who want to go to work. Those who want to work for Tobor. I will back up by our side. Abba Boya. Police are better. We know about our house. But you shop on Allah. They won't get group. I'll put an in one senator. The OCC man will vote. Politicians, and I'm a weird who seek it. Nandin Dorondoro Chichani, now what they lie in the Gyona who senator, Nano Chayanda, Gyona House of Rep member, Nano Chayanda, Kedi Hibu. That's an Igbo man.
If anybody is hearing my voice, I want confirmation. There are some statics here and connection issues. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. Once again, we are back. This is a live one, not a recorded one. On this day, the 17th of December 2015, we are reaching you live and direct from London. Before we proceed, before we go any further, of course, as always, we will give thanks to God Almighty Himself in a very special way. We will invite God Almighty to come and take charge and control of every circumstance and situation we find ourselves. We will exalt you, O God, our God, the King. Where we praise your name forever and ever because you have done marvelous things in our lives. Every day we will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise, and his greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your work to another. Dear friends, we continue to commend your work on humanity and amongst us, and our generation from one to the other, we always recognize your presence in our lives because you are the author and finisher of our lives. You are the one that sees in the open and in the secret. You are the one that has set us on this journey, the Biafra Restoration Project. And you have said and reminded us once again and promised that you will never forget us nor forsake us. And that even if we walk in the deepest of darkness, that you will be there with us. The Biafran people, we of every generation speak of your glorious splendor and your majesty. and we will meditate on your wonderful works. We will tell of the power of your awesome works, and we will proclaim your great deeds. We will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious, Chukwu Abiyama is compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love. The Lord is good to all, he is good to all Biafrans. He has compassion on all who he has made. All your works, which are of course manifesting in the lives of Biafrans, we praise you, O Lord. Your faithful people, the people of Biafra, we always extol you. We will tell the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and one of them is Biafra, Biafra land. And your dominion endures through all generations. The Lord is trustworthy in all his promises and faithful in all he does. The Lord upholds all who fall and lifts up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you. The eyes of your family people are looking up to you for your marvelous work yet to be unfolded in our lives. And you give us our food at the proper time. You open your hands and satisfy the desires of your people, the people of Biafra. You are righteous in all your ways and faithful in all he does, in all you do. The Lord is near to all who call on him and to all who call on him in truth. We are your people. You will fulfill our desires. You fulfill the desires of the Biafran people who fear you. We, of course, hear you in every moment of our lives. We always submit to your dominion and your majesty. And for that, you will hear our cry and save us. You will watch over all the Biafran people, the family of IPOB around the world who love you, but all the wicked you will destroy. Our mouth will speak always in praise of you. Let every creature praise your holy name forever and ever. And this is Psalm 145. And that is the psalm we have chosen this evening, of course, to usher in the glory of God, to come and take charge and control of every situation, everything we are going to say this evening, that you give us your ordinances as always and direct us to do it. That you put words into our mouths, that everything we speak, we go out to accomplish the purpose. The purpose is to touch hearts and minds of men all over the world to begin to attune themselves to the truth. That truth is Biafra. Biafra stands for freedom. That freedom is for the total emancipation of Biafra land and Biafran people who have been singled out for total destruction and extermination. But on this platform, we have said that we will not die because you have not told us to die. We are your people, O God Almighty Chukwu Abiyama. We ask you to continue to envelop your servant Nnamdi the Kanu with thy presence, and to fight against those who fight against us, destroy those who want to destroy us, both spiritually and physically, that in the end, your name, your glory will be manifested in our lives, and the rest of all mankind will see your blessings upon our lives and praise your holy name. And to this we say amen and amen. We are welcoming you officially to this evening's edition of the program. My name is Uche Mafo. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and I am from Abatete. Abatete is in Idemili North in Biafra land. As always, and as tradition demands, we will always tell you that we are on the internet. You can get this live broadcast from the internet. All you need to do is to search for Radio Biafra, and a number of varied and many such results are going to come up from which you can choose. We are on satellite, and we are, of course, asking our people to confirm that our satellite platforms are up and running. We are also on FM relay stations across Biafra land, and this is subject to all of them also working. We want confirmation as always. We are still test running on our shortwave platform, which we started for the past 3 days or so. We are asking our people to make maximum use of the shortwave platform. You can get Radio Biafra live transmission on 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. On the alternative, it is 11.6 megahertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11.6 megahertz on 25 meter band shortwave. If you tune to this frequency, of course, you must have a transistor radio that has shortwave band. You will be able to get this live broadcast. The number to call when our lines are open is +44 7405 964146, +44 7405 964146. On the alternative, we have a number we have advertised for the principal officers of state and national and zonal coordinators, but people are flooding it. We are going to, of course, make an additional input in this area by providing another number. The number is +44 7466 366 391, +44 7466 366 391. That is the number to call. We have a number of news items, of course, to deliberate on, but more importantly, this is bordering on the court ruling today at the High Court in Abuja, the capital of the Contraption Court Nigeria, where the leader of indigenous people of Biafra land, the Kanu, was granted unconditional release from the dungeon, from the heart of darkness, of the cells of the murderous Nigerian security agents in Abuja. We are waiting for the processes that are needed to be completed, and we will, of course, give you all the information that you need within the next 24 hours or within the next 12 hours. This is once again Radio Biafra live broadcast, and we are live, we are direct. We are asking you, all IPOB family members, to remain resolute, to remain dedicated, and to, of course, reapply yourselves to the total quest for the restoration of Biafra. It is not over until it is over, until we see our leader Nnamdi Kanu, until we hear him talk to us, address the world, we will not relent. The protests across Biafra land and different parts of the world continue because there are still our brothers and sisters who are still being incarcerated in different parts of the Contraption Court Nigeria across secret cells that they have built for themselves for the sole purpose of torturing and massacring and killing Biafrans. It is not over until it is over. All those who are being incarcerated, or IPOB family members, all Biafrans still being detained, still being tortured across secret cells in the Contraption Court Nigeria, must be released unconditionally. Otherwise, the protest will continue. The protest has not stopped. We are asking our people to remain resolute. We are also going to bring to you the incidents that happened in Onitsha today, where the murderous Nigerian security agents also went on to kill our people. we are sending this unmistakable signal that the International Criminal Court is watching with every amount of concentration. We are asking our people in turn to provide evidences, video evidences, picture evidences that will, of course, help in nailing all the culprits and criminals who have been killing our people, who have singled out our people for total extermination, for total destruction. They have been committing crime against humanity, against the Biafran people in the contraption called Nigeria, and you know what? The government is doing nothing. Buhari is doing nothing because he has no respect for rule of law. He has no respect for human rights. He is a dictator in civilian uniform. He does not imbibe the values of democracy. And we are asking the world community, the international community, to, of course, beam satellite in a more consistent manner on the contraption called Nigeria. Because times are different and we are not going to relent. We are not going to surrender. It doesn't matter the amount of subterfuge, but it doesn't matter the amount of intimidation, blackmailing. It doesn't matter the amount of weaponry at their disposal. In the end, Biafra will prevail. In the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail. The journey has just begun and we are waiting patiently and earnestly for the leader of indigenous people of Biafra and the country to address the world and to give us the direction and to lead the way on the next process that we are going to undertake. This is a live broadcast once again, and we are welcoming you from wherever you are listening, from four corners of the earth. Court orders immediate unconditional release of Nnamdi Kanu. This is one of the headlines. There are so many headlines and they are writing it in different ways, and we will, of course, try as much as we can to give you all the needed information at this particular point in time and at this stage. Nigeria no longer has resources to fund oil industry, according to the federal government of that contraption. The federal government Thursday of the zoo called Nigeria stated that the country no longer have the resources to fund the country's oil and gas industry and is therefore considering and developing new models of financing for the industry in the days ahead. Of course, they are trying to, after several decades of exploitation of the resources, the crude oil, the oil revenue, the oil resources in Biafra land, they now want to shift ground. They now want to shift ground because they have told you that there is oil in the Chad Basin, and as we speak, there is exploration going on there. What we are saying here is that Biafra is not about oil. Biafra is about defending the values that we have tenaciously lived up from generations to generation. The values of democracy, the values of freedom. That is what we are after. Once we get our freedom, every other thing will be added to it. The Modus House Fulani establishment have been milking the resources from Biafra land from one decade to the other, from generation to generation. Let me put it that way. And if we don't stop them, they will continue. More importantly, what is paramount to us at the moment is the total release, total and unconditional release of all Biafrans being incarcerated in secret cells across Nigeria. There is no negotiation on this. And in the next days and weeks and months ahead, Biafran people will re-strategize. Until you release all our people who are being held across secret cells in the contraption called Nigeria, we are not going to stop. Until you bring all war criminals, all those who have perpetrated crime against humanity, against our people, to book, we are not going to stop. This is a warning ahead of time. We are continuing on the woes that has continued to befall the zoo called Nigeria. Speaking at a town hall meeting in Abuja, the Minister of State for Petroleum Resources, Mr. Ibeka Chiku, also stated that in January 2016, the final decision on the fate of the country's refineries would likely be made, while they had also concluded arrangement to adopt a price moderation mechanism that would see it setting a price ceiling of between 87 naira and 97 naira per liter for premium motor spirit PMS, also known as petrol. The fate of the refineries in the contraption called Nigeria is well known. Those who have killed the oil industry are the retired military generals, and their names are Abdul Salami Abubakar, Ibrahim Adamasi Babangida, Buhari to some extent, and Olusegun Obasanjo. And now they have their own civilian counterparts whom they are using as fronts. They divided the oil wells, including Tiwai Danjuma. They divided the oil wells in Biafra land among themselves and among their political associates. They float refineries abroad. They destroy the local refineries. They sell this crude oil to their companies abroad, and they refine the crude oil in their own refineries abroad, and they will bring it back to the contraption called Nigeria. And once they do, they are paid oil subsidy. The oil subsidy is paid to them. In addition, you will buy the petroleum products, kerosene and the rest. You will buy it. That is what is happening. And when we say that Nigeria is a rogue state being controlled by rogue elements, we know what we are saying. Nigeria is being run by cartels, and these people are very heartless. They do not think about the ordinary people. And until they are getting rid of the contraption called Nigeria, will continue to be the way it is. But for us Biafrans, make no mistake about this. Nigeria is sitting on the blood of innocent Biafran men, women and children massacred in cold blood, massacred for nothing other than that they were asking for their freedom. And as you all know, nature abhors vacuum, and what goes up cannot just hang in the air. It must come down. What is befalling Nigeria today is nemesis. The blood, the souls of innocent Biafra men, women and children, they were in their millions, they were massacred mercilessly and asking for vengeance. And Nigeria cannot escape it. Nigerians cannot escape it. Do not think that the problem with the contraption called Nigeria will stop tomorrow or in the nearest future. What is happening to Nigeria is nemesis, and it is more of spiritual. And as you all know, spiritual controls the physical. Nigeria will never know peace. Nigerians will never know peace until the abominable edifice collapses and dismembers, and from its ashes, the original owners of the land will stand in the gap and take back their resources. The indigenous people who are lumped together without their consent in the contraption called Nigeria will emerge. They will stand up and take whatever belongs to them, among whom are Biafrans, who are at the moment at the forefront of regaining their own values, regaining their own identity, while the others are waiting. The Yorubas are waiting. The Oduduwas citizens are waiting. The Arewas are waiting. Of course, they are in control of the resources that comes from Biafra land. They have killed us, they have maimed us, they have singled us out for total destruction. And God Almighty, being alive, knowing his people, have decided to indeed show that he is God.
and there is nothing anybody can do about it. Dear friends, if you are still doubting about the potency of God Almighty to turn things around, do not continue, because there is a solution here before us. That solution is for you to stand on the truth, for you to stand fearless before your enemies, and to continue to preach the good news of Biafra. That good news of Biafra is freedom. And that freedom is for your total emancipation. With your freedom, you have economic freedom. You have everything that you can call, both spiritually and otherwise. You have educational freedom. You have political freedom. You have everything you can think of that is all geared towards good life and progress. And so stand in solidarity with the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, who has fearlessly marshaled out and set forth the steps that we need to follow. We must stand in solidarity with him, because he has not fought for himself or for his family. He has fought and bequeathed something of value to posterity. From generation to generation, Biafran people, we have every right, every reason to rejoice and to look up to something. That is our fatherland, that is our inheritance. The Christian Association of Nigeria protests moves to list Nigeria among Arab nations to fight ISIS. When we were telling you that Nigeria is a member of Organization of Islamic Countries, a lot of people said that we were additional propaganda, that we are whooping up sentiment. But today the reality is staring you in the eyes, and I wonder what you are thinking at this particular point in time. Our people must realize that the earlier you begin to defend your values, the earlier you begin to make moves towards defending the life that God has given you, the better for you. On this platform, we have decided long ago that we are not retreating and we are not intending prevarication. We do not indeed going to abandon the struggle. The name Biafra remains sacrosanct. Anybody who is looking for a middle ground is not part of us. There is no intention for us to choose another name, because so many have died because of the name Biafra. So many sacrifices have been made, and it is also of good conscience that we'll continue in this stead. There is no middle ground. It is either we are in or we are out. It is either Biafra or nothing. That is why we talk the way we are talking. That is why we conduct ourselves the way we are conducting ourselves, because we know that God Almighty is in charge. The umbrella body of Christians in the contraption called Nigeria, the Christian Association of Nigeria, last night protested the attempt by the current All Progressives Congress APC government to subtly enlist Nigeria among Arab nations to fight ISIS. As you can see, since you have seen the revelation at this particular point in time, I assure you that the moment, the step that they have taken has gone beyond what you are seeing at the moment. It is now left for you to know what to do. They have gone, in fact, the plan has been perfected and implemented. That is why you are hearing it. It was reported on foreign news last night that Saudi Arabia was building a coalition of 34 Muslim Arab countries to fight ISIS, and Nigeria was named among the 34. A statement led last night by the General Secretary of CAN, Reverend Musa Asake, said, "This singular gesture of the Buhari government betrays so much and tends to confirm our fears that underneath everything this government is doing, there is an agenda with strong Islamic undertones, aimed at undermining Nigeria's pluralistic character and neutrality regarding government's affiliation to any one religion. But here on this platform, we have told you that the Nigeria's problem is not about leadership, it is not about corruption, it is not about education, it is not about the economy, it is fundamentally a foundational issue. Because right from the outset, the recipe for clash of civilization was made and put across. What is happening to the contraption called Nigeria today emanates from clash of civilization. There is no way Sharia tradition can live side by side with Christian tradition. It is not going to work. That has been the bane of the contraption called Nigeria right from the outset. And the people who are bearing the brunt remain those who say that they are Christians. And the most important aspect of it is that those who are also Christians in different parts of the world are not thinking about you. They are always siding those who are killing you. And it is time for you to think twice, because there is an agenda to, of course, Islamize everything in the contraption called Nigeria. We have been giving this warning. We have been sounding it several years before now, even last year and up until now. And our people are saying, look, we are propagandists. We are not doing anything other than to whoop up sentiment. Today you are seeing it. It is before you, and you are, of course, beholding it. A statement led last night by the General Secretary of CAN, Reverend Musa Asaki, said this singular gesture, I repeat, of the Buhari administration or government betrays so much and tends to confirm our fears that underneath everything this government is doing, there is agenda with strong Islamic undertones aimed at undermining Nigeria's pluralistic character and neutrality regarding government's affiliation to any one religion. We are telling you that there is Sharia in the Nigerian constitution, which of course is threatening the secular state of that contraption. We told you this from the outset, that there is no basis for Nigeria. There is no basis for unity in the contraption called Nigeria, because there are those who believe that the zoo called Nigeria is their forefathers' state. Of course, the Biafran land and resources belong to them. That's what they believe. And if you do not believe, if you do not agree with them, you are an infidel, you will die. That's what is happening. While joining hands with other countries to fight ISIS is something good, our country must not be tagged as a Muslim or Arab nation. Christians must make a public statement showing their discontent on the development which portends great danger to national unity and integration. You have not started on time. Nigeria has been a member of Organization of Islamic Conference, which were later changed to Organization of Islamic Countries, since 1984-1985, and there is nothing you can do about it. The best thing for you to do is to stand and defend your values. It doesn't matter the consequences. The most important thing is that you have stood up and defend what you believe in and defend your right to existence. Jubilation in Enugu as Nnamdi Kanu regains freedom. While jubilation erupted in major streets of Enugu Metropolis Thursday at the news of the release of the 10th director, Radio Biafra Nnamdi Kanu Fiotaden. Nnamdi was arrested on 17th October, no, it is on 14th October, by security operatives shortly after he arrived in Nigeria from his base in the United Kingdom, which prompted
of a 1 month groundswell protest in the southeast and parts of South Sudan geopolitical zones demanding for his unconditional release. According to Vanguard News Monitoring, Round Ogree Road in Enugu, New Haven, people, especially youths, were in a frenzy mood, just as most realization sports were filled to the brim occasioned by his release. This is just some of the reports that we are getting from other news platforms. We do not intend to, of course, write the news. We are always blogging it. And that is what we are now indeed telling you. Kanu's release will restore Ndibo's confidence in Buhari's government, according to Haneze Youth. We are telling you that we are not fighting for Igbo nation. We are not fighting for development. We are not fighting for education. We are not fighting for resources. It is too late for Nigeria. We are fighting for total freedom for our people. We are fighting for the freedom of Biafran people from shackles of marginalization, shackles of occupation, shackles of servitude and slavery. Once we get our freedom, every other thing will be added to it. And so, Ohaneze Ndibo, you must understand that we are not for Igbo nation, because Igbo is part of Biafra and not the other way around. Biafra is not part of Igbo, rather Igbo is part of Biafra. And so Igbo speaking population of Biafra constitutes one of the parts and citizens of Biafra. It does not mean the other way around. The youth wing of the Pan Igbo Sociocultural Organization, the Ohaneze Ndibo, has commended President Buhari for heeding the pleas of Ndibo and other progressive Nigerians in releasing the detained leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. Buhari has no choice in the first place, because the evidence at our disposal before the world is compelling. He has no reason to even continue to detain and torture the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. They said that he is sponsoring terrorism. They said that he's a terrorist. But indeed, there is no inkling that Nnamdi Kanu is a terrorist, because the indigenous people of Biafra are all over the world. Families are all over the world. We are not hidden. We are in the open. We are doing everything in the open. We don't have any hidden agenda. That is why we decided to be facing our challenges head on. Nnamdi Kanu is not hidden. Nnamdi Kanu has been traveling all over the world. Nnamdi Kanu has been going about his businesses, his affairs, with every amount of transparency. And no country around the world that Nnamdi Kanu has visited has ever stopped him to question his mission. He broadcasts openly. He says everything he says openly. He is at most a human rights crusader and a freedom fighter of unparalleled proportion. He is a man, an enigma, an oracle, a colossus of our time, and there is nothing anybody can do about it. That is why the Nigerian government has no evidence against him. You investigated the source of financing and you claim that politicians are sponsoring us, and how I wish that this is true. Because if we are getting funding from external sources, Nigeria will not be in existence today. It's as simple as that. For your information, IPOB projects are being sponsored by IPOB family members around the world.
and we are not making any noise about it. We are transparent, we are open. That is to tell you that the determination of the Biafran people is unparalleled and cannot be quenched. The attachment we have to our values, to the total and unimpeded restoration of Biafra, is unacceptable. We do not intend to change gear at any particular point in time. We do not intend to prevaricate. The result behind this effort is more than what you can see. And by this singular issue under discussion, we are asking our people to remain resolute. You have seen what courage, what bravery can do, especially when you stand on the truth. We set the agenda for the Nigerian establishment, and they are following it. We will at all times and as always refuse to accept any agenda from anybody for us. We will write and set the agenda and follow it. We are methodical in our approach to issues. We are systematic and nobody can stop it. As you can see, we have remained faithful to this noble cause and it is paying off. They said they will not talk about us before. They said that this day will never come for us to behold. They said that we are all rumor mongers. They said that we are not direction oriented, that we are directionless. Today they are talking about us, albeit in a more subtle and more serious manner. Whether for or against, they are talking about Biafra. And that is why we must remain resolute. We must remain whom we are. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. And we are here to say the way it is. The number to call is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146, and +447 466 366 391. I will, of course, at this point start accepting calls. If you want to call Radio Biafra, please call any of these numbers, any of these numbers I mentioned, and we'll be able to take your calls. Somebody is asking whether this is a live broadcast, and this is in the affirmative. Yes, this is a live broadcast. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir. My name is Civic Florence.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yes, I'm calling from Abba.
Thank you very much.
I want to congratulate you on how you have returned for us to, since our director is in the police custody. And I'm grateful to give you the honor and the, give God the glory. You have tried so much. And also, I'm thanking all the activities in Abba, especially Abba and the Anambra State, for how they have participated during all this type of, all these protests you have been doing. May Chukwuka Kadama bless you.
Bless you too. We are all in this together, my brother. It is not only me. We are all in this together, including yourself. Thank you.
Thank you, my deputy director. And we are waiting for our director's voice for us to confirm fully that you have already been released.
Yes, we say the way it is. It is not possible to get director to speak today because the necessary court papers was not or were not completed today.
But by tomorrow, in the next 12 hours, by God's grace, you'll be able to hear from him.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Okay, may God bless you.
Bless you too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Yes, hold on for me, please. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes, go ahead, please.
Yes. Okay. My name is Edward Chibigan. I'm from Adam State.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Everybody was so happy about the unconditional release of our director today. Even the place of our market today, everybody, both men and women, that have enjoyed themselves celebrating.
Yes.
But what I heard from the news that in Anambra State, that some of our men have been shut down today for celebrating. I think this government of Anambra State is such to have died more than you can chew.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, if you allow me, I will tell you that governor should wipe the roll of the rest out when the buffer is restored. This is wickedness of high standard.
Obiano cannot stand the Biafran people. Obiano cannot stand us. And of course, we are building evidence against him. I am waiting for an on-the-spot account. I am waiting for eyewitness account on what happened in Onitsha today. I do not want to speculate.
Well, there's no problem. But because I had a news and I saw it in our Facebook page. But even though he has done a lot of things, unimaginably, he has done a lot of things. But what I'm trying to say, all of IP members and lovers of freedom, is that we should keep it on. No going back. The battle just begun. The battle just begun. No going back. Everybody should stay quiet and follow the instruction as we are going to give any order. Starting from now, you should not do anything according to your own belief, but do according to what the director has said. Until our director comes back into the radio house, everybody should not rely on anybody giving any fake news or any other thing. All we are saying now is that if the director comes back, there must be a total examination of the system to know whether this Nigerian government, I know what they plan to do, but to God be the glory for the Biafra. This is our masterpiece. They are planning to assassinate him today, but God, Chukwuka Kabiama, have done a lot to us, and he continues to do it.
Yes.
So that is all I have to say now.
Just thank you.
Continue your good work, my deputy director. You know, may Chukwuka Kabiama bless you, bless your family, and every family, IPOB family, wide world.
Thank you.
Somebody Urania, but it's not magic. Uchena Sebu, Albusi, my regards to all of them. They have tried a lot. They have just opened our eyes. Mexico continue to bless them till Biafra is restored.
He said, thank you very much, and God bless you also. Thank you.
Thank you.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? They call on the phone. They are not talking.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, is this the TV director from the radio Biafra?
Yes, speaking. Go ahead. Where are you calling from, please?
I'm calling from Austria, Graz.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
My name is Kingsley Uzadima. I'm from Enugu State, based here in Oxford Grass.
Thank you. Go ahead. Can you hear me? No, I don't know what's going on here now. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are?
Yeah. Good evening. My name is Maxwell Eberangu. I'm happy for all that happened today.
Yeah.
All I can say is all hail Biafra.
All hail Biafra.
And God will bless all members of IPOB worldwide.
Yes.
And good night.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Go ahead. This is a live broadcast. We are waiting for you. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome.
My name is Ukeme, calling from Akwa Ibom.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I just want to comment about the release of our director from Radio Biafra. I'm very happy. I say may the Lord continue to make this journey come to an end.
Amen. You see?
This is our land.
You see? Can you,
Deputy Director, when are we going to hear his voice?
Well, I cannot say, but anytime from tomorrow, because I am not sure it's possible this night to do so.
All right, sir. I'm very, very delighted. I'm so happy when I heard the news of our release. I'm so happy.
Yes, everybody is. I must tell
you. May the Lord continue to bless Biafra land.
Amen.
Amen. Good night, sir.
Thank you. Good night, and God bless you. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone? Can you hear me? Take another call, your name and where you are, please.
Hello?
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 Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello?
Can you hear me? They call on the phone. No, they are not. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Yes, hello. Welcome to the program. Go ahead and give us your name and where you're calling from. Good evening. Welcome.
Hello.
Unbelievable.
Hello.
Can you hear me? They call on the phone.
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
All I want to say is God bless you.
Bless you too.
Okay.
Have you finished? You don't want to say any other thing? Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, good day, my director, Bekiti. Yeah.
Good evening.
Onions are chewed in Bermuda. Yeah, onions are chewed in Bermuda. I'm from Umudi, Inunko, local government. I'm calling from Port Harcourt, Ugocha, Biafra land.
Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, my director, we are very happy that our director have released. We are very happy, but we are liking to hear his voice, so that we know that he's released always. We want to hear his voice, sir.
Yes, he will speak whenever it is possible, but I am not sure this night. Not sure
all
of this
right,
night.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank all you very right, much. Thank you.
God bless you. All right.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Thank you. All right. All right.
Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello.
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 Hello, give yes, us sir. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Ogadinman Oba. I'm from Umukure, Oko Oba, Kundituri.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead, yes, please.
I am very, very happy since your other days are not, cannot be so happy. No, I am not feeling happy because of having the hair of a director. But as today, as I hear that my director is in release, I am very, very happy. Now I can eat, now I can drink. I'm very, very happy. So I want to thank you. I want to thank you, deputy. I want to thank you, Mary, it's a mentor. I want to thank Barista. You are too much. I thank you. May God keep you safe. Abraham, bless all of you. Bless all IPOB members. I thank you. Say, thank you, sir.
He said, thank you very much, and God bless you too.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Deputy Director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome.
Good evening, sir. Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My name is Efriye. I'm from Akureka.
Thank you very much.
I'm speaking from Akureka.
Thank you.
I thank God immensely for all he has done today for us. All of us are very happy. And I want to comment about this. We are not happy in River City here. Everybody is very sad for what we had is being at Onisha. Nobody is happy here in River State. Everybody. Many yes. are causing him, many causes on Gamma. We don't know what is wrong with those people. That is that man and the so-called police officer, I don't know. But I don't know what River, honestly, people are doing. It's not everything that will come on air. And I think Ojoku is here. There are other men there. They should mobilize themselves. I don't know whether we should be asking you to give them command. Something supposed to be done. That man is taking more than he can chew. I believe that man is a ritualist. He's not only killing people, he's using people with blood for ritual. Because I can't see any man that should be killing people like this. That man is something else. All these homony society men, that man's hand is not clean. But one day, God will get him arrested.
Amen.
What he's doing to the children of God at Onisha has reached God. All the cry of the people is killing their children. It has reached God. I don't know the women in Anambra. If women in Anambra cannot mobilize themselves and fast, I think 3 days dry fast will start with, at least by 12 midnight. For 3 days, 72 hours and 2 days for that, at least for that land. Let's see how that man will go to score free. If he's God, if that man is God Almighty, for him to stand as the person, the wife of the children of God, it seems as if God is not hearing or seeing what is happening. That man's cup will be so full because. And the problem with Anambra is just this so-called Roman Catholic. I was a Roman Catholic. All these are Reverend Father and this. But Anambra is meant for Roman Catholic and Anglican. And I don't know what the Reverend Father, so-called Reverend Father and sisters are doing in Anambra there. They have convent here. I know the convent. I don't know what they are doing. That Roman Catholic has blindfolded them. The priest didn't get up and give prayer. We men can break yokes.
Hello?
I don't know what they are doing. Hello, I'm hearing you.
There was a break before.
I want to comment, please. I thank you very much. And I thank God for releasing our director. And I want to beg you, please, stop telling me. I want to beg you. Don't tell people about anything concerning the director. For now, until he comes out. Don't tell people about his movement when he will come back. The war is very deep. I want to beg you, please.
Thank you. Thank you.
If anybody asks you, you don't know anything about him.
Thank you. If you, I would have asked you to talk to our people even in seconds in our local dialect in our quick up, please.
Okay, my credit, I'll call again next time. My credit is
yes,
over.
I am. Yeah, I'm just telling you if you can to be talking to our people as well. Thank you.
Okay, I will. I'm on, next time I call them. I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello, my name is Director. Good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
I really thank you for all you do for us. Let you go, God damn, and bless you in this afternoon.
Amen. Everybody is doing his bit, please. All of us, please.
Thank you. And all dear friends. I mean, thank you, all dear friends.
I don't know what's going on. The next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
I'm Andrew. Okay, sir. My name is Ndiko Mobina. I'm calling from Allah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
The relay station in Aba is not working. It has dropped now.
The relay station in Aba?
Yeah, it has dropped now.
Okay, well, we will try to see what will happen with that. And we are, of course, asking our engineers there to see what is going to happen. Aba relay station, as we are speaking now, is being reported to have gone down. And we are asking our people to exercise patience. Meanwhile, if you have a transistor radio that has shortwave, you need to buy it, in fact. You'll be able to listen to Radio Biafra. That is why we have put another shortwave platform for our people to have an alternative and a number of platforms to choose from. So if you are not listening to FM at the moment, you can switch to shortwave. You can get Radio Biafra on the frequency 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band, 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band, or on the alternative 11.6 megahertz on 25 meter band shortwave. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir. Sir, I'm very, very grateful for today. Now, comfortably.
Sorry?
For what I had. Because at least I can eat better now as for what I had.
Please do.
The release of my deputy and my director. So I'm very happy that I had the news. But I don't like listening to all these fake news we used to had. So I'm very much grateful that I had from you this evening, giving me the assurance that my director is okay. Maybe from 2 hours from tomorrow, we'll hear from him.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you.
And I'm very grateful for the work you are doing for us. It's not easy. It's not easy why you're doing what you said.
Thank you very much. Every one of us has price to pay in this struggle. We have contributed so much and we have every cause to pat ourselves in the back. But mind you that the journey has just begun because we are still expecting that our brothers and sisters who are still being detained and incarcerated in different cells, secret cells across Nigeria, Federation, be released unconditionally as well. We are asking our people not to relent, not to keep silent. We are asking our people not to go and rest because our brothers and sisters are still being held, being detained in prisons, in cells across Nigerian Federation, and we are not going to relent. The protests across Biafra land and different parts of the contraption called Nigeria continues.
The protests across the world continues until these our brethren, our comrades, our brothers and sisters, fathers, mothers are released. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes, go ahead, please.
Yeah. My name is Emeka. I'm from Omuno, the local government area, Abia State, but I'm based in Mewi.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I'm very, very grateful because our man, Namkalo, is back. He's in you. Hello?
Yes, go ahead, please. We are listening.
So, I'm thanking you people for what's going on now. But the main problem now is they are killing our people at Onitsha. So, they are killing our people at Onitsha. You will know what we, our people will do about it.
So, yes, yes, we know, and we are waiting for on the spot account, eyewitness account of what happened in Onitsha. We are still waiting for that report, and when it comes, we will of course relay it on this platform. We are expecting somebody to talk to us this evening. Thank you.
Okay.
Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. No.
Thank you.
The next caller, your name and where you are. People don't listen. I don't know why this is so. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yes, I'm hearing you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening and welcome to
my
the program.
My name is Modestus Ayaw. Yeah, my name is Modestus Ayaw. I'm calling from, I'm from Obo, Imo State.
But thank
probably
you.
I'm residing in Afaba, Biafran land. I really want to thank you so much for, you know, staying put for the director, and also want to thank God for how he has led them to release our director unconditionally. You know, since I've been trying to reach your line, but it has not been easy.
Yes.
I have a suggestion to make.
Go ahead.
We all are very happy now. Yeah, we all are very happy they've released our director. You know, I just want to suggest, because at your command, if all IPOB members can dedicate one Sunday and do Thanksgiving in all the churches that they are attending, you know, it will also curate the awareness in the church and also make people to know, because we are now everywhere in the world. So if that would be okay by you, if you tell us, I believe it
of course
will be okay.
Of course, it is a wonderful idea, and somehow it would have been done in, maybe not in the way you were or you are now saying it, but it is a wonderful idea, and it has to be done by God's grace. It has to be done, but let us wait for our leader Nnamdi Kanu to address us first.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
God bless you. And bless all IPOB members.
Amen. You, amen. And bless you too.
Amen.
Thank you.
Bye.
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? They're not hearing me. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone?
Good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm calling from Igocha and Chinaye Keze.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm very happy the news we had this morning. We thank God. That is what God can do. The Lord that has started it, He will accomplish it in Jesus' name.
Amen. You say?
Concerning Obiano, that man, I don't understand. That man, I don't think he is a human being. Maybe the man came from the pit of hell and took flesh and dwelt among men.
Hey,
to be doing this
terrible
thing, he is a principality.
He drinks blood.
That man is a principality. So, he needs to be taught lesson and to send him back to where he belongs to, being pit of hell. I don't understand what if he's really an evil man doing this terrible thing to his fellow human being. Even if he's not an evil man, it is a terrible thing that he is doing. And I pray that God in heaven will judge him with that measure in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Concerning our director, we praise God for what he has started doing in his life. And I know that he will come back safely. And just like Amen. The other caller said,
yes, go ahead.
He's coming back until he finally comes back. We will not expose where he is until he finally comes back. I pray the Lord will strengthen you the more in Jesus' name.
Amen. He said, and you too, and all IPOB family members around the world and in Biafra land. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The call on the phone, can you hear me? Hello?
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Hello?
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening. This is Sunday, Chukwudeke Ikeguam. I'm from Anambra State. I'm calling from Igbocha.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
I don't have much to say, only to thank God and to thank all the families of IPUB for a wonderful job well done.
Sure, go ahead.
I don't have much to say, and I pray that God will bless all of you all in Jesus' name.
Amen, and bless you too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Good night.
Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me? Good evening. Good evening. Welcome.
This is the situation from Umbo in Eden State.
Yes.
Hello, sir.
Yes, I'm hearing you, and your friends are hearing you. Go ahead.
I thank all the whole IPOB members, all the whole world. I thank the school God and bless every one of them.
You see?
Out of my director, I have heard of my director, and I have released my director. So, but I have not yet from him. That is, you have not yet confirmed.
Yes, you cannot hear from him. You cannot hear from him at the moment because it's not possible. We have to look up to the next 24 hours and see what happens. At the moment, the court has granted him unconditional release and he has no business with Nigerian Murderers DSS. Thank you very much.
Okay. And we can never go back until we restore our nation, Jaffa.
No, there is no going back. There is no going back.
Never go. So, when our director is back, what I want people to do is to check all his body, to check everything about his system, to
sure.
know whether it's okay. Whether we will start now, from because me, I'm an watcher here, but I'm an indigenous from Ebonyi State.
Yes.
So I thank all the whole IPOB member.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. And God bless you.
Bless you.
Bless you too. Caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Good evening, Marvin.
Good evening.
Yeah. In fact, we thank every one of you. I am okay here. From Ikua Nomaya,
thank you very much.
We are all happy for what we had today. May the Almighty God continue to guide and protect every one of us.
You say?
What happened is that the struggle will continue.
No, there is no going back.
Today we are all happy, and I believe today that Biafra will come, that is how it will happen. just like the coming of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So that is how we are going to see it that day.
You see?
What happened is that in all, in the multitude, so out of the 12, there will not be enough of the children among the 12. I know there are a lot of people that is against the restoration of Africa, especially our big men. So many of them, they don't want to talk about it. This thing that happened in Zaria a few days ago, look at the way the Netherlands reacted. It will come from Iran. The Iranian president has to come on president. You see, so all those things. And it's international also interfere immediately. We don't know, it has been for a long time, nobody was so concerned. Everybody was quiet. Nobody is speaking truth the same way to their son. In fact, God in our sight, we were able to come out of this. They will not, the God Almighty, still give us the power to follow this thing until the end of it. All I know, I have confidence that one day, Biafra nation will be announced.
You see?
Thank you. Good night.
You say thank you very much. Good night, and God bless you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Thank you very much. Good night, and God bless you. The caller
please,
on the phone,
can you turn the radio off? I don't understand this. I'm taking another call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, my deputy.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Uchisu. I am from Isekerefe, Idato South, Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
I am calling you right now from Onitsha. My deputy, I am one of the IPOB members and a servant for Ramadan. Today has been a sad day for indigenous people of Biafra here in Onitsha. Honestly, I have been witnessing a casualty, but I haven't witnessed the time that I witnessed today.
Yes.
Could you believe that today you killed us and carried our corpse?
How many people can you estimate that they killed, please?
Honestly, for about five.
Yes.
Three of our men, which was fought on down at the P worker, was carried away by the two people. On my way from the hospital which two people was injured at the White Chapel, I was coming back to the main hospital which they have. I think on my way back at roundabout, I got arrested by the two police. Doing nothing. I did them nothing. They said that I was riding recklessly. That motorbike are not supposed to ride at upwork.
Motorbikes are not supposed to ride to pass through Opiweka.
At Opiweka, straight to Sikwanda about.
We are indeed under occupation.
Yes, at the last spot of Sikwanda about, we got arrested there. They are trying to force us to be at open. Can I say no? They should tell me what I have done. They keep on detaining us up to 2 hours, maybe they wanted to sneak us away. The only thing that came to my mind, because all of them, most of them were in Mufti. It's only but one person. I think that might be the leader of the patrol team, who is on the uniform, police uniform. So I have nothing to do, but I look for on his uniform, and I saw his police number and his name, which I wrote it down. And he mean that I have a smartphone, I should have recorded that. Although I was got beat, but at the last lap, the letter collect 2,000 from me and release me. Then I rushed back to the hospital, which I was supposed to be. At a particular place where our mess. Honestly, my deputy, the heart of indigenous people at Obusi, the commander of Obusi, in the person of Matthew Kalo, is among those who were shot down, but because the body is not yet to be found. They carried the corpse. Obiano decided to wipe all the youths in Anambra State.
Obiano will not see good things. It's as simple as that. And the people's anger is boiling, I'm telling you.
Who called themselves the fathers, was sitting and saw their children being killed in Anambra State. Being wiped away in Anambra State. Oh my goodness. Since I was witness the casualty in Anambra State, this was the hardest and the roughest one I have ever seen in my life. My deputy.
Please hold yourself. We are already singled out for destruction and extermination, and it is left for us to stand up and defend ourselves, and that we shall do. And we are asking our people, what we are asking from our people is to collect the evidence. This evidence is very necessary so that we will be sure that we are morally and legally justified in whatever we are doing. It is very important. Very, very important. As you are talking to me now, if there is no evidence, pictorial or video, then, I don't know how we are going to go about doing the things that we need to do. Thank you very much. I am sad. Everybody is sad. And it is very unfortunate that those who are jubilating over the release of our leader Nnamdi Kanu were shot dead. And this is from Nigerian police. And it is coming under the watchful eyes of the monster in Anambra Government House, Willie Obiano. I don't know whether that man is drinking. I don't know what he say. I don't know whether that man is a human being. We are going to, of course, live up to our expectation. We have said it time without numbers that no Biafran soul, no Biafran life lost or wasted in this protest will go unpunished. It's as simple as that, and we are asking our people to remain resolute. But it is very important as well that you give us evidence of what happened around you. Take pictures and videos of what is happening around you, especially with respect to the vicious attacks on our people by Nigerian Army, by Nigerian Police, by Nigerian Army, by Nigerian Air Force and Navy, and the vigilante group, the thugs that Willie Obiano hired for his political aims. We are taking this seriously, and we are not stopping until justice is done. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, can you turn the radio off or move away from it, please?
I've moved away from it.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Fabian Okoro. I am calling from Onitsha. My deputy director, I want to say that I am very happy this evening, and everybody here in Onitsha was very happy. I want to say, if you were around to witness the jubilation, witness the celebration of the release of our director, you would have been impressed.
But the news came and the enemy stopped using that man called Odiano. I don't want you to start calling him Odiano. He's Odiano. What I mean is he's a beast. He's a beast. But I know that the God that is in this project will see us to its fruitful end. There's no going back. My deputy director, I want to thank you for how you have been resolute in this fight. That even when it seemed that all hope was lost, you have stood your ground and you have fought for the people. God will bless you. God will strengthen you. God will encourage you.
God bless you too.
I believe that this project that has set off will not stop. There is no going back until we arrive at the expected end. For God is with us. Yeah, somebody called earlier to say that there should be a Thanksgiving Day. My deputy director, I am fully in support of that proposal. I want us to have a Thanksgiving Day. And then I had called some time ago to say that we should be setting days aside for fasting and prayer. Since this project will rely on God for success, so that we will achieve a very good success. That is my contribution this evening. My deputy director, thank you very much. May God bless you. May God bless your family. May God bless every member of IPOB. May God bless every dear friend. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All
thank
right,
you.
Sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Can you hear me? The call on the phone.
Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm hearing you.
I want to thank you for your good work on the IPOB worldwide. So the people who can have a blessing, and bless your family. So we are happy for the unconditional release of our director, Nnamdi Kanu. And let's tell you my name. My name is Benedict. I'm calling from Ibuko Delta State.
Thank you.
Hello, sir. Are you hearing me, sir?
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank everybody for their good work. For those who march fearlessly to negotiate for the solidarity over the release of our leader, Nnamdi Kanu. We must say thank you to everybody. And I want to also comment on what is going on in Anambra State. So I contacted my brother this evening in Onitsha. He directly told me, he is a member of IPOB, that our brothers here jubilating over the release of our leader Nnamdi Kanu was shed dead. He mentioned about four people. So this shooting by Odiano, I love our brother that called off recent now that the man is a beast. He don't have a human sympathy at all. He has gone beyond evidence. We are dealing with us mercilessly over the Japan. Even in the news of here, we know what we are passing through in the hands of outer colonists here. So, my director, we thank you. We thank all the Japan all over the world once more. We thank everybody, especially the family of Nnamdi Kanu and the Nnamdi Kanu as well. We wish him best of everything. The people of Kadama thank everybody. And I commend everybody to stay resolute, fearless, as you say, that process continues until every other people all over the situation in the zoo or Nigeria is automatically released unconditionally. Okay. Thank you, my director.
Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening. My deputy director. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening, my deputy director. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Uche Zonye. I'm calling from Scotland.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we heard that our director has been released today. We are so excited. We are very happy. We are waiting to hear from him within 24 hours, as you have just said. Also, I want to comment about a governor of Anambra State called Obiano. Obiano is like a prodigal son. Even a prodigal son is better than Obiano, because a prodigal son only just wasted his fortune. But Obiano have said his birthright. Obiano has been killing our people since we started this our agitation. It's a hard time we stop Obiano. Also, I want to use this opportunity to thank you for the good work you are doing for the Biafrans. Also, I thank IPOB Worldwide. Also, I want to use this opportunity to tell our secret listener, most of the people who did not believe that Biafra is coming, they have seen, a lot of people have said a lot of things. People have called us different names. People have said a lot of things concerning our deputy, our director. But today, Chukwu Okike Abiyama have proved them that Nnamdi Kanu is sent by God to redeem his people from land of Egypt. We are waiting to hear from him so that we can proceed from there. My deputy director, I thank you. May God bless you. It's not easy since you have been doing this job. A lot of sleepless nights. But Chukwu Okike Abiyama, we bless you. Thank you once again. And yes, sir. God bless you.
Bless you too. Bless
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello, Chamaho.
Hello.
My director. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Go ahead, we are listening.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. From Nigeria, anytime. Hello.
Yes, hello. We are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm calling from Niger State, from Thailand.
Yes, go on.
Yeah. I just want to say hello to you, because we all were jubilating today that our director has been discharged. So I'm very happy to hear that. So I now said, let me call you. And I tell you that I'm very, very much happy where I am now. So I'm happy, my family are happy to hear that our director has been discharged. Hello?
Yes, hello. Go ahead, we are listening.
Okay. So please allow me to say something very, very important. But I would like to say it in my own language. Hello?
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. I hope I'm okay. Anna makes you see make a minute. Oh, but it's a web motor for my network or wedding mark when I got it. See make a room. Ikike na amamife kwendi wee na-echekwa be ndị Biafra. Ana m achị Chineke na-emeji m n'ike. Ndị Ekwensu na ndị Zuu agbụ na mgba okpuru ahịhịa ekwe. Chineke ga-enye unu mmeri, nye anyị mmeri. Anyị nwa bụ ụmụ Biafra.
I am sure I'm going to see that I am a woman when I got in. Then I took a study of my Kelly, Lutheran, and Adafa. I want an abundant Jew. When I behind you, I like you, but I can have Jesus. My because of I'm a abundant Jew. I come can make here, come over there, and I can make you. Actually, I'm a full member of IPOP. I'm not born yesterday. Figure that now I'm half more John. And I'm a boy from Niger State, from the Zuland. So, actually, I'm a full member. Okay, Nano? Okay. So, because I would like to be a full member of IPOP member. My regards to my elder director. Hello?
Can you try and... I have heard you. I was saying something. Maybe it wasn't coming out. Can you try and summarize, and I will, of course, take other calls. The IPOB family is not difficult to get. I will, how do I put it? Where did you say that you are calling from at the moment?
To be a full member of IPOB.
Yes, where are you calling from at the moment?
I'm in Niger State right now.
Yes, I think I have spoken to you before, or another person.
Yeah, you have spoken to me yesterday night.
Okay, let me take your number again, and I will try to speak to you directly, please.
Okay.
So I will speak to you again on this issue. Maybe I may not promise you this night, maybe tomorrow morning.
Okay, thank you, my elder director.
Thank you very much. They call on the phone your name and where you are. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone. Can you speak up, please? Hello?
Hello. Hello, good evening, my name.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Isha Shuku Ayo. I'm calling from Iguache. Well, I want to thank you so much, my director, for all your work, for all you have been doing in order to put us, we, Biafran, together. I want to thank all the principal officers, all the people that have been trying to make us come together and unite as one. Well, I'm very happy to hear my director is back. I'm very happy. He said, may God Almighty give you people more wisdom and more strength in all you are doing in order to bring the Biafra back. And I pray that very soon that the Biafra will be restored. He should take care of the maximum
good. He said, thank you very much. Thank you.
Good night, my brother.
Call on the phone your name and where you are. I don't know why I cannot hear anybody. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello, we are listening. Go ahead. Don't listen to the radio. Keep talking, please. We are listening.
Hello.
The world is listening. Go ahead.
Sam. My name is Faces. Farewell.
Yes, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
I
No, not sure of what is happening. Next caller, your name and where you are. Can you hear me?
My name is
Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I can hear you, my deputy director.
Go ahead, please.
My name is Simon Levinus Opera. I'm calling from Uguacha. I'm a family member of IPOB. I want to thank you for your good work, for all you've been doing since our character was kidnapped by the Zoological Republic till date that is being released. I must appreciate you, but you are a 1 million. May Chukwukagama bless you, bless your family. From generation to generation, you remain blessed.
Amen. And you too, and all our family members around the world. Thank you.
Thank you. I also want to thank all the dear friends that has remained resolute until this date. I ask that Chukwukagama will bless them and also give them grace to always keep to your command until Biafra is restored. On my own part, there is no going back. We must stand until we see the end of it.
Chukwukagama,
bless all of us. In the name of Yahweh Yeshua.
Ise, thank you very much, and God bless you.
My brother is here. Amen. My brother is here and wants to talk with you, sir.
Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hello, good evening, sir.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the
program. I think I'm not going to call my name because I'm an artist. And so many people know my name.
You are an artist.
I'm a member of the IPOB. Yeah, I'm an artist. I'm an entertainment.
Okay.
And I'm a member of the IPOB. Yeah. First of all, I want to appreciate what you're doing. I want to appreciate it. More kudos for you. But all I summary what I'm going to say is that we are not going back. Please, I would like the agitation continue. We are not going back. And please, I want to speak in Hausa language. I want to take the Hausa or something in Hausa because I was born and brought up in Kaduna in the north. So I know them. I want to speak to them. Let me go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, just try to be civil.
Yeah. I want to talk to them in Hausa language now. Beringia muku Hausa kunajina yenzung kunajina. Dala amudena sengia muku yenzung kugea ma Buhari de tawungu kugea mushi yeraba kerinna mutopi kuzamanaku mukuma muzamanamu bama songku mudoku abunchungu de abunchimu batayabane. Regarding the kuna sa, they regard the muna sa, but they have any. Waka the kuna yi, the namu, but they have any. Muna so musamanamu, musamanaku. Kuma mbapa so hakanang, kuomi the kuna so zakugani. Will light the lie zakugani.
Will light the lie.
My deputy, please, I want to keep you, please go ahead. The Lord is your strength. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. I am going to the Skype line now. Emmanuel, can you hear me?
Yes, Uche, before good evening, sir.
Thank you for holding. I completely forgot that you were there, I must tell you.
Okay. Uche, before, thank you very much for your efforts. Great dear friends, my name is Emmanuel Chuku. I'm calling from Russian Federation, Moscow, precisely. Which, before, I completely, totally agree with you that our race is the dangerous species on Earth, which everybody see easily to kill and go, nothing happen. And I want to say, these the same soldiers who killed 6 million of us, these Nigerian soldiers, who kills 6 million of us are still killing us till tomorrow. And it's so sad that we haven't getting any revenge for them. We never do any revenge to them. But by the grace of God, soon everything will be over. Great Biafrans, today is a great day for all Biafrans all over the world to welcome our leader Nnamdi Kanu to come and take control over the struggle, the movement. Now we are 100% sure that this is the last stage, the final stage to restore our country. Uchemefo, I hope you agree with me on this.
We are officially entering the last phase of this struggle, yes.
Okay, now I want to tell all these doubting Thomases who do not agree. Now, if you are not convinced that our leader Nnamdi Kanu is sent by God himself, I hope I better ask you to go and meet the doctor or to seek for medical checkup, because now it's so clear that Nnamdi Kanu is sent by God himself, and we are going to move forward and backward never. Uchemefo, I thank you very much for your servant, to be servant on the people of Biafra, to loyal yourself for the people of Biafra, to show your loyalty, to see this day for us to rejoice, to receive our director with full heart. May God continue to bless you and bless your family all together. And I have to stand by, because tomorrow we are waiting to hear our leader Nnamdi Kanu for us to start celebration. Now we have to keep, but after celebration we have to go back to work, because we are in the final stage. So Uchimefo, and other things, many of our brothers part of Biafra land, they are ready to speak, but not today. There are many, so maybe next time I'll hold them online and all of them will keep online and speak their dialect to their people. So we are one people and we are moving to restore our country. Right. We have agreed to you all together. May God bless you all. Uchemefo, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. May God bless you also. I stand by.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and God bless you too. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are reporting from credible information we got from Biafra land that 4 of our people were killed, were shot dead today at Onitsha Bridgehead, and 13 were hospitalized. And we are asking what offense, what crime have they committed? They have committed nothing. They have committed no crime. Their crime is that they were jubilating. They were happy over the high court judgment granting the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, unconditional release from the dungeon of the DSS. And the Nigerian army trigger happy bastards from the Hausa Fulani extraction opened fire on them, shooting unarmed protesters just like they had continued in the past. And this is under the watchful eyes of the monster in Anambra Government House, Willie Obiano. He started by killing our women, by shooting them, unarmed women, Biafran women protesters who are asking, or were asking, for the unconditional release of the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. They were shot at close range. They were shot at close range and they were all wounded. And evidences abound. They killed us again when we were, of course, protesting the continued illegal detention, illegal incarceration, the killings of our people, and the subjugation to all manner of prohibited torture techniques of our leader Nnamdi Kanu. They killed a sizable number of force, at least 7-9 of them were dead, and the Nigerian government did nothing about it. The Nigerian Senate, who are of course today constituting committee to look into the shooting of Shiites by the Nigerian army, did not do anything. And that is why we are telling you that we are the most endangered species of human beings on this planet Earth. The Biafran people have been singled out for extermination, for total destruction, and nobody is giving a toss about it. We must defend ourselves because we have the right to existence. We have the right to exist. We have the right to life, just like every other human being on this planet Earth. It is our fundamental human right to gather together to aspire to a particular aim. It is our fundamental right and freedom that is inalienable to every human being that we are sticking to. We are exercising our right to those freedoms of association, of speech, and of choice. But they say that we are not good enough. They say that we are not human enough. And that is why they are killing us. That is why they are targeting us in our places of economic endeavor, in our places of worship. They have economically emaciated and emasculated us. They have politically disenfranchised us. They are chasing us like animals on the streets of northern Nigeria, and indeed even in our own land, in Biafra land, using unscrupulous elements, using people who are wicked to the core, the likes of Willie Obi, not the likes of Richard Okorocha. These men are the people that they are using. The likes of Joey Bukwe in Lagos. They are using these men to decimate, to kill, to reduce the population of Biafran youths. They are sniffing life out of us under the watchful eyes of state officials. And the world is looking the other way while our people continue to die. The question is, for how long? Today they have killed 4 of us. They have injured 13 and they were hospitalized. And the worst aspect of it is that we are getting credible information that the Nigerian army invaded the hospital and took away those at the hospital. This is a crime, a heinous crime of unfathomable proportion, and our people cannot keep quiet. That is why I have continued to ask our people to take pictures and videos, evidences of what is happening around you, because if you don't do it, then there is no evidence to present against your enemies, against your oppressors, against criminals who have been silenced in northern part of the zoo called Nigeria by Boko Haram, but they are active in Biafra land. If you don't have evidence, whether pictorial or video, then you may not have any case. If you don't have video evidences and the pictorial evidences of your protest, then I wonder why you went to protest in the first place. That is why I have been telling you that if this kind of thing happens and you don't have evidence, then you may not go far with pressing for justice to be done. It doesn't matter how friendly the Nigerian army seems to look. It doesn't matter how friendly they sound to you, they look to you, or they appear to be like. You don't need to trust them. You have no business with them. They have at any particular point in time perfected vicious plan against you. If we can't get evidence of this, then we are as good as dead. They took away our people who were hospitalized, including the dead bodies, because they want to bury the evidence and nobody will see it. But if you had had pictures, evidence in video, then they will not escape it. Right now, what they are doing is that they do not have badge numbers, they do not have their names on themselves. They are just shooting our people like animals. And William Obiano of Anambra State, the GOC's commanding Nigerian Army divisions and battalions in Biafra land, must be held accountable. The Inspector General of Police has killed enough. Solomon Arasi, these men cannot go scot-free. Buhari has blood in his hands. Buhari is a supporter of violence against our people. Buhari is an genocidist because he presided over the decimation of a cross-section of Biafran population in the 1960s, and today he is a free man walking around together with the most notorious war criminal ever to live on earth, General Kubu Gowon. You have his colleagues and associates in General Olusegun Obasanjo, General Ibrahim Badumasi Babangida, all these people, T.Y. Danjuma. They are all there crisscrossing the world and bagging honors from people who are, of course, supposedly intellectuals and human rights crusaders. That is why we have been telling you that Biafrans are hated. Biafrans are the most endangered species of human beings on this planet Earth. And if nobody fights for you, what then do you do? You must stand up and defend yourself. You must stand up and defend your right to existence. That is what we are doing on this platform. And the gains so far, we must consolidate on. They will kill us. They will maim us. They will blackmail us. They will cajole us. But in the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail. Make no mistake about this. Do not think that they will leave you alive when you are agitating for your freedom. That is why we must brace up for any eventuality. We pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that we may have our freedom. We pay homage to the memories of our heroes and heroines who lost their lives in this protest. But one promise we have and we are making is that your memories, your death cannot be in vain. No Biafran life lost during this protest will go unpunished. And the perpetrators must be brought to book. It doesn't matter how long, it doesn't matter how hard they try to shield them. Justice must be done. The families of our fallen heroes and heroines must not be allowed to walk alone. You are not alone. The families of IPOB around the world are with you. An injury to any Biafran is an injury to all. And that is why we must stand in solidarity to defend the values that we have tenaciously attached to ourselves and appreciated over the years. It is very sad that our people are being slaughtered like animals on the streets of northern Nigeria and indeed on the streets of Biafra land. And the so-called intellectuals, the so-called leaders of thought, you have them in the associations they call Aki Kenga. You have them in Ibozume. You have them in Ohanaeze Ndigbo. You have them in those that call themselves Association of Ndieze Ndigbo. in Lagos, in Abuja, in Kafanchan, in Kano, in Jos. And unfortunately, these people are doing nothing. These are political jobbers. These are contractors. These men and women constitute the greatest obstacle to our collective self-emancipation, and they should be identified and described as such. They should be called by their names. They are urinating on the graves of our fallen heroes and heroines, and they do it with impunity. That is because we have allowed abomination and crimes to grow legs and wings and hands, and they are living among us as human beings. Enough is enough, and we must begin to do something. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me? Basi, can you hear me?
Yeah, good evening, my deputy.
Good evening, and welcome to the program.
Yeah. My deputy, I'm very happy because of our director.
Yes, we are all happy. But the journey is just begun.
Yeah. My deputy, sir. Hello?
Go ahead, go ahead. We are listening, go ahead.
Yeah. I want to use this opportunity to talk to Godswill Opario, the former governor of Akwaibo State. Because yesterday, I heard that Opario said he know anything about Biafra. So, I sent him brother to go and tell Opario, because now Abuja in this. Me and Opario are the same community. Even though Opario say no know anything about Biafra, Biafra no be one man business. Biafra is for everybody. Even a junior brother, I pass message to a junior brother, say, tell your brother to stay clear for Biafra. Biafra no be one man business. Hello, my deputy.
Yes, we are listening. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you. Go ahead.
As we hear, say they don't leave our director, everybody they are peace. And for Anambra State, Obiano no go stand an Anang man for fight. With the Anang. Even because we look at you, no go stand us. Biafra is not for sale. We know they sell our rights. So I will use this opportunity to tell our people for fighting them. Say our director, don't come back.
Speak in a local dialect, please. That will be fine.
Yeah. Don't fight them. Director, and now the Carlo, he can see the good for us. He can see the good for us. He can see the good for us. Because he is a father, he is a father. He is a father. He is a chairman of Biafra. He is a politician. He is a Biafra man. He is a father. Either anything. I had a Senate. Either a state. And you can make it a convention to acquire Biafra. And I had a Biafra. You got a Penaluga government. It's here in Udi. Obudo Kara. Had a Honda Anang. A Chimepu. Had a Anang. Uruanam, ada enang, abak, ada sienudin, suke reji, ida wong kru, Because you know, five, you can take care of five of them. Hey, you have Biafra. And my dear, I'm going to Biafra. I had a Biafra man. I had again, I want to come to Biafra. How do you want to Biafra? I guess, Anna. So, the window, okay, divide Bianca, you okay, you didn't make a Biafra, you did Biafra. Who get it, you did Biafra? If I have a kid, and maybe the commissioner, hey, you didn't get a Biafra, I did Biafra. So you got a penetrate Biafra. Who would have got a Biafra? I'm out of the review. Don't get on. Why Bono? I did Biafra. It is a Biafra. I don't need some. I Biafra. I buy it. It will get a rainy. I don't buy it. I need to do it. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, support Biafra. Biafra, I know the car, I don't make it from back. I know what it is. Now get a mini mash. My own Monsiba Lagos, a gamma frat, Telegos. A KNA mash. A mash. A young friend of your own. Hello?
We are hearing you. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Yes, we are hearing you. We are hearing you, Basi. Not sure what's happening there. Not sure where we take another call. Basi, you can call us back. You can call us back. We appreciate it. Can you hear me? The call on the phone? Can you hear me? The caller on the phone.
Yes, I can hear you.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Hello?
I can hear you. Good evening. Good evening. My name is Charles.
Yes, go ahead, please.
I'm calling for Lagos.
Thank you.
I'm speaking with Radio Biafra.
This is Radio Biafra. This is a live broadcast. Go ahead, please.
I just want to use this medium to tell some of my friends living in Lagos, the station they could get the frequency.
Yes, where are you from? Where are you from?
I'm from Lagos.
You are from Lagos?
I'm from Anambra by state of origin.
Right. Go ahead.
From Agbata.
Go ahead.
I just want to tell my in Lagos where they can get the station, the frequency.
Yes, you mean the shortwave, right?
Yeah.
Are you getting it?
Yeah, it's 9.1.
It's 9.1 in Lagos.
Yes. Yes.
Do you mean FM or what? Or shortwave?
I mean FM. The FM. But yes. I don't have the shortwave.
Okay, right. The shortwave is 11.6 megahertz on 25 meter band, or 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. Can you hear me, please?
Hello? Good evening.
Yes, hello. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes. My name is Ekmededen. I am calling from Iguacha. I am an indigenous of Akwaibom State.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for the good work that you have done for our people. For enlightening us, opening our ear, opening our eyes to know where we are coming from. Myself, I wasn't born before the war. I was born 80-something. So, and in my community, they told us about the war that most of our people fought for Biafra. Like my grandfathers, like that, they fought for the Biafra. But at the end of the day, they lost the war. So,
But right now, I'm beginning to see that this Biafra force is coming to actualize, it's coming to, you know, to be real. So I thank you. And also in the morning, I was told that the director of the Radio Biafra is released. So I'm so happy. And I also passed this message to some of my friends. Even myself, when this agitation started, I didn't believe it would come to be like this. But right now, I am strongly convinced that Biafra is here, that Biafra must surely come. And I want to pray that may the Almighty God continue to give you the grace, continue to give you the strength, continue to, you know, to give the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra the ability to give him the strength to stand safe, to fight this battle.
Yes,
and I also want to pray that God should give him life, and that no matter what the government of this country is doing, they will never see him, and that nothing will happen to him. That if they are
fighting, yes,
or to put any deadly poison in him. I nullify everything in Jesus' name. Everything that is put in him, I nullify it in Jesus' name. So I commend you for your good work, for standing firm, even when our director was in distension, and you are still there for him, and you are still there for us. All the people of the indigenous people of Biafra, you never shake. I want to say that may God continue to give you long life and prosperity, and may your days be long, and may the days of all everybody who contribute in one way or other to make this struggle a success.
Amen.
I thank you so much.
He said, and may God bless you too. Thank you. Thank you very much, Pastor. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra live presentation, and we will be, of course, very soon ending this program because it's been a long day.
Name in Alaba, or the Gemma, or perhaps an Ibu one Nigeria. Kosimo Nibuna government.
Yes, Basi, did you call back? Did you call back?
Hello, my deputy.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, my deputy.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. Yes. Hello, my deputy.
I can hear you. Go ahead. I did not go to Biafra.
and you can be one. After the same one, I want a young one, I want for the other one. So, Matt and Wim Bunted, Adam, who get a wet, a guy get a mister. The Afra member, full member. You don't quite remind you what you're not for. Every time in there will be Afra. The Afra had more female hearing. Come, it's all five of them. And I could put Yan Pop at the Afra and Kim Wood. I need them, I need them, Kuvin and Baki. Who get in there, I hear that. Come on, 6911 for me, but some of these six, they get in there, men before wood, it's 8 9 4, you know. Freedom. We need our freedom. My deputy, thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you for that. Yeah. And may God bless you and family. And family of IPOB around where you are. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, sir.
And this is where, of course, I will be taking a bow. I will have a break and come back at some point after this call. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello, Radio Biafra?
Matt? This is Radio Biafra. Where do you think you're calling? This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Good evening. Good morning, fellow Biafrans. Lovers of freedom. I wish to, first of all, to thank Chukwu Kabiama for having guided us through despite all the odds. I remain very, very grateful to you, my deputy. I remain grateful to all IPOB members worldwide, particularly all the gladiators at home in Biafra land and part of the zoo for this struggle. They put in their best. I also want to thank even our detractors, those who felt that by holding our director that they'll bring us down. In fact, what they did was to help us and propagate this struggle more. For what they didn't realize is that all world over, when you hold down a freedom fighter, you popularize his cause.
He should have known that. Mandela was held. He became more popular while inside than when he was outside. The trend has always been like that. That is one thing they should have known. The struggle is a just one, a very peaceful one, the rightfully demanded one, because the time has come. Change has to be when it has to be. You cannot hold people down for so long. I am very grateful to all of us, the entire IPOB members and the entire lovers of Biafra and freedom fighters world over, who have, in no small measure, been supportive of this action. This is 2015. This is no longer 1967. This is the era of smartphones. This is the era of Facebook. This is the era where information is at the tip of our hand. It's no longer a case of bombing and shooting innocent women in marketplaces. No. Because whatever you do now is on the social media. And this is the era of the International Court of Justice. So the world is watching. We have always been saying, our struggle is a just one, and what we need is for the people that we share common boundaries with to begin to see it in that way. Call for a referendum. Rally can do this. He can, if he wants to be. Become one of the best leaders ever, if he can swallow his ego and hatred for the people of Biafra and make himself relevant somehow by calling for and championing a Biafra referendum, because we must go back. We are already back. Biafra is just not a struggle anymore. This is who we are. It's an ideology. It's our religion. I am particularly grateful to all the principal actors. In fact, Mazi, before you have anchored this, despite everything, you have been a great comrade. May Tuko Kikadiama continue to bless you and your family. I am grateful to all other principal officers, the coordinators, even at the local end, and to the ordinary ones. And I wish to call upon Chukwu Kikadiama to continue to give succor to the families of our departed comrades. Well, they didn't die for nothing. What they died for is they died for freedom. They died for a cause that they believed in. And I'm grateful. I'm very, very happy today. But the news that I say free trade, but it's not yet. This is just the beginning. Until we hear from our director, and may God bless him wherever he is. We are waiting anxiously. We hear from him. Thank you very much, Brazil.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much. This is where I will be taking a break and to come back at some point. This is and has been Radio Biafra Live presentation. At this particular point in time, we will be having a break. And this is, of course, going to be in the next couple of hours when we'll come back. This has been Radio Biafra Live production on this day, the 17th of December 2015, on a day we are, of course, witnessing the High Court decision releasing the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, unconditionally from the dungeon, from the cells of the DSS in the contraption called Nigeria. On a day, sadly enough, at the same time when we report the massacring, the killing of our people in Onitsha by the Nigerian murderers, army, navy, police, vigilante, security outfit. And this was under the watchful eyes of the monster in Anambra government, as Governor Willie Obiano, who has gone on his way, who has gone out of his way and is delighted in killing and wasting the lives of Biafran youths. We hope you know we pay a price for this. And it's as simple as that. This is a sincere Luchemen 4 at this particular point in time, signing off and asking you to remain resolute, because the journey has just begun. Because if we don't do it, nobody can do it for us. We ask God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, the author and finisher of this project, the one who sees in the secret and in the open, the one who has instituted this project, to continue to renew us, to continue to revive us, and more importantly, may he help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Sincerely Chairman 4 at this particular point in time, sign off.
Every year, government in a budget to sponsor small scale industries. And when a small scale industry carry shoemakers, Naba and Donnacha. And when over 1 million youths, that sector provided employment. Nothing has been done, and nothing will be done. I can hang out to Bunoku, a binary issue. And when going on, government with the Rego, TNAPA, every year, how it go? 18 at 10 size. My core business in Dawasa. Nandi Yoruba. Ienemen Alibu. Ienemen Abba. Olen Kemga Kwa Hapkibaya. Ndezo Bodo Bikon. Unu Yoram Ndabu Gebwe Naba. Ndabu Chigozo Naga 100 Naira. Ndame. Happy to have ready our youths. Ibu Abu Honda yo. Kedin Konya make a corona 120 years. Sia Corona Road. Natawari 100 Naira. They are submitting we. Mbosia, last week. Mamotom no nimia Ababuole. A ball of 20 years. Nanananda miego. Bonk him no way. Na mwi yewe. Biko, unu hapu radio kwa omu anyi. Echi, onya anagi doiko hapu eka school. Bido kidnapping. Mwabido zungoshi. Okwa disemo nyame. Gababu ya. Onogu watiri ya. Oye batu COVID. Ana mabu mwafi boneke munti. Eno kane ti wan negi woki he. Abaloso joy human. Bakasita na 1st of August, Rona 15th of August 2015. Agwage mado legu legu. Ega hegwe. Anke hono nkema. Nke noro nkema. Wanda nyo kebu na power line. No make a line then a power line. Ari ari aba. Ime shop yao. Agwe anaron agegu ya mbose ya. Oga hegwe. Oya Babilia by the family meeting. IPOB. Oya wanu ne kulibo. Onurube wana baloso. IPOB freedom. IPOB freedom. Freedom. IPOB. Aba. Enyimba City. Unu janyu no we hemen a 1st of August. Oru tu wi se kuru ke mechi aya. Kai mi hega bara nyuru. Asemba. Mano zugwe gwe dara bim. Onyo bile mechi aya. Mano elenda ba. Mano elu munnem. Kahanshi na shedi na abosa na layad. Mwe na ajuse. Osa uchurugi na shedi. Ebi igwe madolo. Onaya de Konaga Churubi. Ariara International Market. A market that is 10
densely populated with over 1 million shops and over 3 million people in attendance. A bag on the police batara. Uye wena agba. Onye obula agba nkiti. Ihe na wutem ni ihe aburi ihe ozo. Na dimpa mbado nwuru. Umu mbado nwuru. Enwere ofu net, enwere ofu television buru ya. Enwere ofu national TV buru ya. No national radio. No newspaper. Ya den no ko buru mbado nwuru. Umu na le nozu wanda iwo ko tobo. Those who want that in working for trouble. All way back on Maria Wusa. Agwa Buoya. Police are weapon. Uno of Nawa also. Watch your shop, Nana. In one group. All put right in one senator. The OCC of Mamba vote. All put right in one house of rep member. The OCC of Mamba vote. Kedi unu na-emere anyị politicians ana m ekwu ya na-ekwusi ike na ndị ndọrọ ndọrọ ọchịchị anyị na-akwado ịla anyị n'iyi gị onye wu senator na-anọchi anya ndị a gị onye House of Rep member na-anọchi anya ndị a kedu ihe I kwuru that an Igbo man was shot in cold blood and nobody is saying anything about it a full grown man Maybe the breadwinner of his family, a husband and a father, was shot in broad daylight, in cold blood, right inside his shop. And nobody said anything about it, if not Radio Biafra, an indigenous people of Biafra. Are we still brethren? Senators and House of Rep members representing this zone. What are you saying about this? On the way, Hezi Ndeza in Achinaba or Gini Kuru Negu Makanka. The only presence of the federal government in Aba is the military and the police. Umunemundaba Yane Menaria Junction or Dununuma. Mbi keke ana ana 100 naira ndi gas na hana log na mmiri na abia na eyi mba na komu anya okrika 100 naira na condinere fruit 100 naira ihe a na-eme odi unu mma owu ihe a ka na-arụrụ anyị Ọwụ nchekwa obodo ndị a na-enye anyị. Mbọsị a, 2 weeks after nwanne anyị nwoke nwụrụ na Omenka line, na-aba. Kofu ndị enu, ji moto kutuo nwaanyị isi ụlọ ọgwụ na-alọta. Somebody's mother. Nwaanyị ada ebe ahụ nwụọ. Enweghị egwu maka ya. I appoint the police. I said I gave Billy arrest. I know from danger order they may arrest. Man, I need to give any leg. You better get hold on that. Oh, when they come to go have us. Maybe promote to have for killing a Biafra. Landlord, nothing at the may here. I call you Yami. Oye Giaka. Nami Aloriok. Bikumba Banama Yunu. Epota hu ka na eti nwanne gi he. Onye obula sori aburu. Kwusi joy homele. Maka nda na kwado ikpochapu Igbo. Ana kwado ikpochapu anyi na aba. Obo na le ni he neme. Opo ni chaka gbara mmadu asatogbo. Ndi na ejire egbe, ndi na ejire mma. Nda na egwu ha mere gene. Akwa anya si n'obodo nke ana agwa anyi na iso nwere. Achọ kwanu ka ile oru onwe anyị achọ ka ile oru onwe anyị hapụ kwanu anyị ka ndị ọzọ anyị ka ume ka ndị ọzọ gusai onye igbo na-ege m ntị ana m asị unu mara ife igbo mụrụ anya ka azụ maka oru onye omume banye IPOB meeting ana m anyị unu sunu jikọ aka ọnụ maka ukwu azịza nọkọ ọnụ adịghị eme ya mgbaji igbo ga
Gade, Biafra Gade, Umuibu, Kanye Muranya Kazu, Makonye Boto Adi Amaka Napa, Ewuni Hozai Kachone Huno Buda Ena Mube, Ewuni Hozai Kanache Huna Nigeria,
Kainti Bena Mdeni, Enyimba, Enyo,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Biafra Buku Enyi,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Aba Wenyi,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Umu Abana Isirike,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
IPOB Wenyi,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Enyo,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Biafra Wenyi,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Aba Karaka,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Ana Gwonere,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Chukwa Bia Machevani,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Umu Israel Anabo,
Enyimba, Enyo, Enyo,
Biafra na po,
kaimari anyigeme.